Hi, Rob.
What's up, man?
How are you? Gronk didn't, your groin didn't bother you at all.
No, it was good to go.
You felt that way in the middle of the week and it just carried over. It wasn't anything that...
No, I mean, it wasn't 100% until, I was probably saying until the game. I mean, you had to work it, do rehab and practice and everything. And I mean, I knew it was going to be good. That's why I said this week I'll be good. So
just
good.
The one quick follow is when you have a win like this, does that help to tell you what your team's character might at least be heading toward being?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely shows. It definitely builds the team together. Playing 60 minutes of football, offense aside, defense aside, we all came together and everyone contributed. Everyone came together and it just shows team unity. Once you get a win like that and everyone contributes the way everyone did.
Rob, you're running around on the field out there. What is your view of the game-winning touchdown? Did you know it was a catch right away? And
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I was just jamming that play. I saw Tom release the ball and Cook's open. I was like, please, like have this complete for a tug. I was like, I see Cook's wide open. And it was a great throw. Tom played a great game. A lot of players played good. And it was just awesome to see Cooks and tap his toes. And on the little review on the screen during the game, they showed a replay, and he was in. He did a great job and with a great catch.
Rob, right before the drive begins, the final drive, is there a calmness because you guys and Tom have been through it so often that there's no panic? There's almost an expectation that you're going to have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically kind of coming together, bringing it together as a offensive group out there out in the field. And we all looked at each other, and, you know, not one person is just gonna make us win the game. We all looked at each other, and we all counted on each other to make plays. And I feel like everyone in that huddle made plays that drive. Everyone came together to make the plays to help us win. So it just shows how big of a team game this is, NFL football. And I mean, that was a great NFL football game. I mean, after that win I was like, that's what NFL football is right there. You got great players on both sides of the ball, on the defensive side, offensive side of both teams, and everyone fighting till the end and playing in that heat too. I mean, it was a battle.
Rob, can you take us through that third down you had on the last drive?
On the last drive, it was a crossing route, and I knew it was about like 3rd and 12. I mean, just caught the one pass right before and 2nd and 20, and we had to get the drive going. I mean, that's what I mean. Everyone's counting on each other. I know a lot of people look up to me to get the drive going, to make the first play, to get everyone rolling. And it was about 3rd and 12, I would say, and I just knew that. I saw the defense. I saw the coverage. I knew that I had to make a play there. And Tom read it pretty good and threw a really good pass, just made the catch. And I saw what a first down marker was and knew I had to get it to get us rolling in that 2 minute. And then everyone did their job from there on out.
Thank you, Rob. Bob Sosie, last question.
Hey, Rob, in addition to that catch, to get it going, you helped keep it going and were employed a lot today. It seemed as a blocker. And from that standpoint, how gratifying is that in terms of that role for you? And how difficult today, you touched on the heat, was it given the number of snaps and how hot it was out on the field?
I mean, I don't really care what my role is, if it's blocking, if it's receiving a lot. But, I mean, I just appreciate that I'm out there playing the game and whatever role the coaches want me to do. If it's jamming, if it's blocking, I got no problem, especially a game like that. I don't think I would have made it if I ran 50 routes today, because I'm usually running deep up and down. So I actually appreciated being in there and jamming JJ a few times instead of going out on the route. I mean, it's helping out the team, jamming so the pass rush time gets more time. And also at the same time, the guy covering a man is sitting there. So it's kind of like taking two guys for one, helping out the team that way. I had no problem doing that on a day like today.
Well, thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.